Unit 12.
Part 1. Planning Ahead. Bob Shaw.
Hello, Bob. This is Victoire. I'm just phoning about your presentation next week. I think we should check everything again.
Again?
It's a big contract, Bob. I don't think we should take any chances.
There is one thing, actually. I've got the address, but I'm not sure where the office is.
Aren't you going to take a taxi?
No, I'm hiring a car.
Then I'll fax you a map with directions.
Thanks.
Are you going to use an overhead projector?
Yes.
Then I think we should take one with us.
Shall I do that, or will you?
Leave that to me.
I'm going to bring some samples, so I'll need a display stand.
That's no problem. I'll bring one of those, too.
Do you think I should show them the new schedule?
Yes, I do. And they are going to ask a lot of questions about delivery times. Be prepared.
How do you know?
They say so in their briefing notes. Haven't you read them?
I've been very busy.
But, Bob, the notes tell you what they are going to ask.
Okay, I'll look through them tonight. Are you staying to watch my presentation?
It'll be difficult. I've got to meet someone for lunch.
I think there should be two of us there.
I'll explain. They'll understand.
I'm not very happy about it. You shouldn't leave a presentation halfway through.
Part 2. Growth and Development.
How long has SoftBank been in business?
The company started in 1981. At that time, the PC was just a toy. No one was distributing software. No one even knew what software was available.
The growth's been phenomenal then.
That's right. Sales revenues have gone up every year since we started. At one time, they were doubling every month.
What's the main growth area now?
Networking. That's really taking off. It includes operating systems, cables, boards, everything you need for the networked company. Before that, the big growth area was business applications, things like word processing packages and spreadsheets.
And before that?
Games. Game software. That's where it all started.
And what about your magazine business? Is that growing?
Yes, indeed. We published 14 different computer magazines last month. But it got off to a poor start initially.
Yeah?
We set up the publishing division just 6 months after we'd set up the distribution business, so we didn't have a lot of money to spare. We launched 2 magazines, printed 50,000 copies, and 85% were returned.
Really?
They just didn't sell, and they were eating up all our profits.
I'm surprised you didn't close them down.
We didn't want people to think we were in trouble. We decided to take a gamble instead. We made them twice as thick, kept the price the same, changed the layout, and printed twice as many. Then we spent all the money we had left on TV advertising.
It obviously worked.
Yes, they sold out in 3 days. 1. How long has SoftBank been in business?
2. Which of the following is not mentioned as one of the networking products?
3. How many computer magazines did they publish last month?
4. When did they set up the publishing division?
5. Why didn't they close down the publishing division when it wasn't successful? Part 3. The Early History of the Lego Company. 1. Originally, there were just 2 types of Lego brick, one with 4 studs and one with 8, and they weren't very successful. The retailers weren't sure whether they would be able to sell them, so we had to offer them on sale or return, and they sent quite a few boxes back to the factory. 2. We've been in business for over 60 years. The company was founded in Billund in Denmark by Ole Kirk Christensen. He was the village carpenter, and he started out selling wooden stepladders. He always had a lot of little bits of wood left over, so he started making them into wooden toys. 3. When Ole Kirk died, he was succeeded by his son, Gottfried Kirk. Gottfried started working in the company when he was 12 years old, and his father was just setting up the business, so he was the natural person to take over. We've always been a family company. 4. This was a real turning point for the company. The idea started when Gottfried Kirk met a toy buyer for one of the large department stores. They were talking about the toy market, and the buyer told him about a theory he had. He felt that what the toy market lacked was a toy with a system. It had to be based on a sound idea, it had to be high quality, and it had to develop children's imaginations. Gottfried realized our plastic building bricks had this potential and decided to develop the range. So we created the Lego system of play and launched it in the buyer's store. 5. It was a disaster. It was insured for 52,000 Danish kroner, a lot of money in those days, but it wasn't enough to cover the cost of reconstruction and re-equipping. It meant starting from scratch again, and there were 15 employees by then who all depended on the company. It was probably the saddest moment of old Kirk's career. 6. This is still our biggest market today. The original sales company was set up by a toy manufacturer, Axel Thompson. Axel was so attracted by the idea of the Lego play system that he sold his own factory so that he could spend all his time introducing Lego products to the German market. 7. Old Kirk offered a bottle of homemade wine as a prize to the person who suggested the best name. In fact, he won it himself by combining the Danish words leg godt, which means play well. Later on, he discovered that in Latin, Lego means I put together or I assemble. Quite a coincidence, eh? 8. We were the first toy company in Denmark to use plastic. In fact, we had a visit from the Danish Toy Trade magazine at the time, and they wrote an article about it, saying, "Plastics will never take the place of good, solid, wooden toys." Fortunately, we didn't listen to their advice. Part 4. How to Build Team Spirit.
Building team spirit is always the focal point of what I try to do as a manager. When I first went to Crystal Palace, players would finish training and then go straight home. There was no atmosphere, so we brought in a pool table and fruit machines. When players choose to spend time together, it generates a better atmosphere. The team spirit's very important, but I don't believe in trying to motivate the team as a team. I try to motivate them as individuals. So I don't give team talks. I speak to the players individually, and I try not to put too much pressure on them. I believe players perform best when they are relaxed. If they're too tense, I can guarantee they won't play well. I also believe in giving people autonomy. I like all the people who work for me to be autonomous. Therefore, I very rarely interfere. I feel people should be judged on their results. If they prove incompetent, then I'm incompetent if I keep on employing them. It's like that with the team. I get criticized for not interfering during a game and making more substitutions. But I feel if I've chosen those 11 players to get a result, then I should leave them alone to get on with it. If I'm dropping a player from the team, I don't feel I have to explain it to them. If they want to discuss it, I'll say, "Come back and talk about it in a couple of days' time." But I don't try to re-motivate them. It's up to them to have the character to fight back. I'm a great believer that almost everything you achieve in life is down to your attitude. If I have a player who is magnificently gifted but has a stinking attitude, I won't waste my time on them.
Part 5. Listening and Translation. 1. Sentence Translation.
1. Cyclists should use bike lanes, stay as far right in the lane as possible, obey traffic rules, signal clearly, and wear a helmet.
2. Many of these companies use the occasion of shareholders' meetings to announce the appointment of new presidents and other changes in top management.
3. While she is very much in control of the company, she goes to pieces if there is any conflict with her daughter.
4. There is a danger that an employee's advancement can be seen as due to the intimate relationships rather than his own worth.
5. The government should work towards reducing class sizes instead of setting up special schools for particular categories of students.
2. Passage translation.
1. A Sunshine Coast teenager was awarded $14,000 compensation after breaking her shoulder during a school camp. She says she has endured the 4-year legal battle for the principal, not for the money. Sinclair, an 11-year-old student then, was riding a bike with about 30 other students along a forestry track in an activity organized by the camp when she realized her bike had no brakes. She was going down a hill, and when she hit the loose sand, she couldn't control the bike. A delay in treatment afterwards and early misdiagnosis meant her shoulder injury was not treated for 24 hours, resulting in it healing badly. Her parents were so appalled by the incident and the delay in getting proper treatment for their daughter that they felt compelled to take the matter to court.
2. When the team visited a mine crew 1,660 meters down the mine, the temperature this close to the Earth's core would be about 60 degrees. Physically, it's hard, one of the mine workers said. Your body isn't made for the heat we have down here, but it is not as bad as people think. I couldn't drive in city traffic like people do. People say it's dangerous. Sure it is, but we are all trained to be aware of danger and keep an eye on mates. My offsider was killed a few years ago. It was a freak thing that happened, but I lost two mates through cancer who worked on the surface.